The Great Depression, text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1, Economic Depressions. An economic depression is a time when there is a long downturn in the economy of a country. It is a time of high unemployment, which means that jobs are hard to find and many people are out of work. It is also a time of low economic activity. This means that people can't afford to buy goods or pay for services. As a result, many businesses have to sack workers because people aren't buying their goods and services. Some businesses have to close. The Great Depression is the name given to a period from 1929 to the late 1930s, when there was a long economic depression around the world. Many countries were affected, including the United States of America, Germany, the United Kingdom, France, Canada, and Australia. Unemployment in these countries was higher than it had ever been before. The governments in these countries had to make decisions and introduce policies that they had never had to make or introduce before. Chapter 2, Causes of the Great Depression. People who study the economy, called economists, still don't know for sure why the Great Depression occurred. They believe it had a lot to do with the economy in the United States. By the 1920s, the United States had the world's biggest economy. American people were optimistic about the future. They spent lots of money on goods and services during the 1920s. However, there was a problem. There were only a few industries that were benefiting from all of this spending activity. Two of these industries were the car industry and the radio industry. Henry Ford had created a way to make cars cheaply, which meant that more Americans could afford to buy cars. At the same time, the invention and production of radios meant that households had outside entertainment in their homes for the first time. The car and radio industries grew bigger and employed more people. This was fine as long as people had the money to keep buying new cars and new radios. If people's money ran out, many businesses in the car and radio industries, as well as several other large industries, would go out of business, and many people would be unemployed. The money kept flowing because people started using credit, which means that people borrowed money to buy goods and services. As long as people could afford to pay back what they borrowed, there was no problem. But by the late 1920s, many Americans were spending more money than they were earning. Soon, people stopped buying goods and services because they ran out of credit. This forced lots of businesses to close. The United States was heading for a depression. Then, on the 24th of October 1929, the stock market crashed. Chapter 3, The Stock Market Crash. The stock market is where people can buy shares, which are a part of a company. A person who buys shares is called an investor. Investors try to work out which companies will be successful and then invest their money in those companies. As a part owner in the companies, they receive some of the company's profits. In the United States in the 1920s, many companies were making big profits. Lots of investors borrowed money so they could invest in these companies. This was fine as long as the profits they received were higher than the money they had to pay back to the credit companies. By 1929, the economy in the United States was starting to slow down. Many companies went out of business. Investors tried to sell their shares in these companies, but no one wanted to buy the shares. Then, in October 1929, the stock market in Wall Street, New York, crashed. The value of many companies fell so low that they weren't worth anything at all. Many investors lost all of their money. Chapter 4. The Impact of the Great Depression. The impact of the Great Depression was huge. When companies in the United States started going out of business, many people lost their jobs. Without a job, many people couldn't buy food or pay the rent. They were forced to beg on the streets. Many families moved around the country looking for work. During the Great Depression, more than 12 million people in the United States were unable to find work. More than 20,000 companies and 10,000 banks had to close. There was no government help for people out of work, but some charities gave free food and shelter. Some people died because they didn't have enough to eat. Many farmers had to kill their animals because no one could afford to buy them. Governments around the world tried various ways to end the Great Depression. Most of these governments were used to letting businesses sort out their own problems. But the Great Depression was a problem that required help from governments. So governments set up programs that provided people with work, such as building roads. It took a long time, but by the end of the 1930s, most economies around the world had improved enough for the Great Depression to be over.